Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 mini-series. My name is Elizabeth Benton. Today, I want to share with you an exchange I had with one of my clients. I had posted a question that I love, and this client of mine responded and said, it's one of my favorites. She said, now I have to actually put it into practice. And then she said this. She said,
I'm really great at nodding my head and thinking, that's a great idea, but then I let it live there and die there, a graveyard of good ideas. I always talk about the idea graveyard, but what stood out to me here is the way that she claimed the past pattern as the present. Not this is how it was, but this is how it is, talking about the very behavior she wants to change, the very behavior she does not want to continue. She said, I'm really great at nodding my head and thinking that's a great idea, but then I let it live there and die there. That is an instruction. This is what I do. This is how it goes. That is a repetition of the very thing she doesn't want to continue. That is a rehearsal of the very pattern she's trying to change. It is an instruction when you say, this is what I do, not this is what I've done before and what I'm trying to do differently is XYZ. If you assert the past pattern as the present, you are claiming it, you are choosing it. So I said, is this a past pattern or are you claiming it as a present one? Because you just told yourself that that's the way things are now. It's only the way things are now if you choose it again today. I want to encourage you not to carry forth past patterns as present declarations. How often do we do this? I'm such an all or nothing person. You just told me that the way things have been is the way you choose for them to be right now. Be very mindful of the language that you do, that you use, especially around things that you don't want to continue, because every repetition is a rehearsal and it is an instruction to yourself. This is the kind of stuff that we work on daily inside the consistency course. So if you're feeling that pull, I want to encourage you that you can't go wrong when you invest in yourself, when you ask for help, when you commit to that process. I'll put the link to the consistency course in the show description. I would love to work with you. We'll see you tomorrow.